Warriors Thunder Western Conference Finals is set. I'm Lawrence Scott at Warriors headquarters on this Friday, the team with the practice. We'll hear from head coach Steve Kerr in just a second, but we want to start off with something special, a conversation we had with Warriors guard Ian Clark. Ian, as you think about what this season has represented and being on this team and making the contributions you've made, is this like one of the best years of your entire life?
It is. Coming in from last summer, I didn't know where I would be coming up this upcoming season. Things kind of fell into place, and I was, you know, fortunate enough to get an opportunity to be on this team, and I want to take full advantage of it and to look back and see. You know, I know the season's not over yet for us, but look back and see what we did over the regular season. It's just a blessing to be a part of this.
When it comes to staying mentally ready and having the edge to come in and contribute immediately, what are some of the things that you do to visualize to be ready?
Pay attention to detail. For me, just kind of my role has been my whole career, being able to come off the bench and be able to give an immediate impact in any way possible when I get on the floor, whether it's defensively, whether it's offensively. So my mindset has been the same, and I kind of embrace that role because it's kind of all I know right now. I take pride in it, being able to come out when my number's called and contribute.
The guards on this team are such great finishers. Do you guys take pride in finishing at the rim?
We do. The guys finish in a variety of ways. Me being a smaller guy, I won't be able to go in and dunk on anybody, but being able to get a floater, or finish with either hand, I think is valuable because it shows you don't have any limits on the court. Not being just a three-point shooter, not being just a pull-up guy, but being able to get to the rim as well.
For you guys, is it a geometry thing, or is it just the feel for, I've done this so many times at different angles, I know at which angle I can be successful. How does that work when you're actually in that moment, you got a split second to decide?
I think it's just the feel. It's hard to kind of think in those kind of situations because they're so fast, they happen so quickly. But just being able to have a feel of where you are on the court, how high or low you need to shoot the ball to get over the defender or just to make the shot.
All right, so folks, back at Belmont, where you played at college, you're watching this, and there's a very special guest we have here who has a message for you.
Hey, Ian. This is Coach Bird from your alma mater, Belmont University in Nashville, just calling to tell you how excited everybody in the Belmont basketball family is for you and about your success. There's so many people here that talk about your game and the Warriors game and the Warriors season after every game you play now. And it's been really fun for me to see you mature as a player, to gain the confidence that you had when you played at Belmont. Only those of us that know you can see the difference in your face when you go out on the floor now. You know you belong. You expect to excel, and you compete. I think back to a long time ago. I think it was in Orlando that I sat through the very last game you played in summer because you were a guy that we wanted as much as anybody in our program since we've gone to Division I. I remember an SEC coach when I told him that I was recruiting you say, you know, he's got kind of a funny release. I don't know about that. I was thinking that I was recruiting a player that was probably better than us, and I think now I was more right than he was. But, gosh, 4 regular season conference championships at Belmont and 3 NCAA tournament teams, player of the year and defensive player of the year, and the game you had at VCU where I think you were 9-for-9 against a great defensive team, and just championship game performances. Nobody's had an impact on our program like you have. And like I say, we're all glued to the TV. Some of them are kind of late for Nashville, so we may be DVRing them. But we're watching them all, and wish you and your team great luck the rest of the way. See you, buddy.
That's a cool coach. They love you there at Belmont. What did you love about your time there?
I loved everything about it. Being the program in itself, coaching staff, the guys that the coaching staff recruited that I played with, my teammates. It was a great experience for me, and I don't think if I could go back and change it, I wouldn't. It's probably one of the best 4 years of my life, being able to learn on and off the court from a great coach. Coach Barrett does a great job of recruiting guys that are his players, and I say that by taking on his character, you know, having integrity, humility, but also, you know, guys that want to compete and want to win. And I think we had, you know, my 4 years there, we had everybody on the team that was committed to doing that. And, you know, that's something that I'll remember forever.
You know, he's a great story, and I love his story because he's the son of a journalist. His dad was a sports writer in Knoxville, and he would be a part of the Volunteers' practices, and he was at this from a very young age. Now he's doing his own thing, his own way at Belmont, and doing it a certain kind of way. What did you learn from that time period that you've been able to take into your pro career?
I think I learned most was to playing within yourself. If I can say that, and I can use that on and off, being yourself, I would say. Coach Barrett always put us in positions to excel with our strengths. Being able to not get outside yourself, and to always make the simple plays, but make the right plays and be aggressive in those. That's when I kind of, you know, brung to the NBA with me, because, you know, you don't want to do too much, but you always want to, like you said, you want to make an impact. So for me, being a role player, I always want to do things that make yourself look good on the court. And, you know, just staying simple, doing the little things, and hopefully you can help your team in that kind of aspect.
You know, you hear a lot of the guys on the Warriors team talk about how the experience here, while it's the pros, does have a college feel. What is that exactly?
I think it's more, for me, it's in the locker room, playing with the guys. You know, you get a lot of teams where, to be honest, maybe everybody doesn't mesh well. Not to say that they don't like each other, but guys have different agendas. You know, guys want to come in here and get their work in while we're here, and after that, you know, they have other things they have to do. With the guys here, I feel like you can call any of them and, hey, let's hang out, and we can do that. And that's kind of the college feel you get, because you're with those guys, you know, majority of your day, majority of your week, you know, for the whole season. Whether it's on road trips, whether it's you're staying in the same dorm room, of course, practice and games. And to be able to have that feel kind of here, I think that's why we excel so much, because everybody likes each other.
Really great talking with both Ian and hearing from Coach Rick Bird at Belmont. And now let's hear from the Warriors head coach, Steve Kerr.
Steve, how's Andrew and Draymond doing, and what were they able to do today?
Andrew did not practice today. Draymond did. Steph did. Draymond and Steph look fine. Bogues hopefully will practice tomorrow, but we gave him the day off today, and we'll just kind of see. It's just day to day.
You don't anticipate Andrew's injury being significant going into the series, or are you not really sure?
Not really sure. Well, obviously, we're hoping that he'll be all right with these next few days to treat it, but day by day.
Is it at the hamstring?
It's kind of like kind of between the groin and hamstring. It's a strain.
So how did they check that and evaluate? An MRI or do they?
No MRI. Okay. Not that I know of. If one is planned, then we'll let you know. But as of now, I don't think there's been any imaging or anything, and just day to day.
Were you surprised with the way the OKC Spurs series played out?
A little bit. You know, I thought both teams obviously are fantastic, and I was surprised the Spurs didn't score as much as they normally do. They're a, you know, great ball movement team, and but OKC's defense was really, really good. And everybody in the league knows, you know, as talented as OKC is, when they really click, they're really, really good.
Steve, Portland scored a lot of points against you in certain games. I know they're volatile, but so are the Thunder. Will you have to play better defense against them than you played with Portland? And if I'm going in an okay direction, can you be somewhat specific?
It's a different type of series. We're facing different challenges, but we're absolutely going to have to play better defense. I think we're just going to have to play better overall, and I feel like we will. Obviously, we missed Steph for the first three games of that series, and then we were incorporating him back in. So we should be whole, assuming we get Andrew back. But different challenge. This is a much bigger team. Rebounding will be key. Got to get the loose balls and keep them at bay on the glass. And if you turn it over against these guys, it's a dunk for somebody. They're so athletic in transition. So we know what the challenges are, and we're gonna have to be better for sure.
Steve, why do you think you guys have been so successful defending Westbrook and holding his percentage down?
I don't think there's anything that we did that was that special. I think for whatever reason this year, he in three games, which is a very small sample size, he didn't shoot it that well against us. But that doesn't mean anything going into game one. I mean, he's obviously one of the great players in the league. He's so explosive. So who knows if we can keep him from hitting shots, because sometimes it's just about him. It's not about the defense.
Steve, when Steph was out, you talked some about integrating him back in and figuring out how smoothly that would go. I mean, has it been pretty seamless the last two games?
And it's... Yeah, it went really well, obviously. I mean, he was much better than we could have ever hoped or expected, given the length of time that he was out. I mean, he was phenomenal in both games, showing why he was the MVP. And now it's great to get him a few days of practice, a few more days to treat the injury, and hopefully we can put this injury behind him by the time we start this next series.
All right, game one of the Western Conference Finals, Warriors Thunder, coming up Monday night at Oracle Arena. I'm Lawrence Scott.